video has become one of the key elements of the internet experience. On your phones, on your tablets, on your computers, everywhere you go, people want not just the still pictures, and of course people appreciate beautiful pictures, but videos that capture a slice of life or give you a little bit better idea of a surrounding. And the people we have in our studio today, Doug Willett, who is from Lunatech3D.com, are really taking advantage of some of the technology that's involved in Google and putting it to good use here in our great state of Michigan. And Doug, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you folks are a visualization and marketing firm. Did it start as marketing initially and then kind of move into this area?
We actually started out as a 3D modeling firm.
Ah.
We started out modeling buildings in 3D for Google Earth about 6 years ago. And that evolved over time to people would say, hey, that's really great. I can see my movie theater. But now I need to bring people inside. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, the theater, times that movies are playing, that's really what's that they were trying to push.
Right.
So we got involved with the Maps team. And now we've started, we actually launched the Google Street View, or it's called Google Business View. We can bring that Street View technology indoors.
Cool. So, yeah.
So not only can I see the street view outside, but in certain buildings, I'll be able to see inside.
Correct. Any business that signed up for it, right on street view, you'll see a little double arrow, and it'll show you that I can actually go in the front door of that business and take a tour of whatever they have to show.
So tell me how that works. You show up in that business, and you have a video camera, and
we actually have a camera on a tripod with a special fisheye lens. And we can capture about 360 degrees in about four shots.
Wow!
So it's actually okay. it's actually a fair number more than that, but in concept it's four shots.
So is it kind of a panorama then that
yes.
you're creating?
Oh, yes. You. We just virtually, you know, we walk through their space and capture what the business wants us to show, and then we create that walking tour that they can have directly on their listing through Google. They can embed it directly on their website,
wow.
Facebook, email marketing, all the ways that somebody markets themselves online.
That's fascinating. I'm understanding that this is also part of, there's a technology that's been created to help people also to use that interior mapping as a way of guiding people, for instance, who are visually challenged. I'm trying to think of what it is. Cal, do you know, there was a technology that was being developed, I thought, that would take advantage of that interior mapping in order to be able to help people. Anyway.
I wasn't aware of it, but I can see how that could come into play.
I was wondering if you'd heard anything about
there's,
that.
There's another initiative from Google. It's just kind of including floor plans. I'm not sure that's the same type of technology.
Okay.
But it's if you go into a major retailer, Home Depot, you know,
yeah,
a mall,
yeah.
when you zoom in close enough to that structure, it'll actually transition into a floor plan of the building.
I got you. Okay.
Which would probably be, you know, integral for evacuations and stuff like that. If you
sure.
wanted to be able to map those sort of things out, I guess you could do something like that.
Now, I've heard of some other technology like iBeacons where you could
that
be...
That was, I think, what I was thinking
You
of.
Could be walking up
yep.
and down an aisle in a store, let's say,
right.
and if you get close enough, something will pop up on your
phone or whatever
phone,
else it is.
And it'll say... Do you want to, you know, look to your right? Do you want to know more about that product? And it'll explain the product and give you a coupon if you want. So, I mean, there's all sorts of neat technology coming out, but Google is really doing this in the state of Michigan.
Oh, they're doing it all over the world. I mean,
a big part of this stuff.
Well, Lunatech3D in particular, you guys
are
kind of
we're the trusted photographers here in Michigan. We're one of the a group of the trusted photographers that handle this. So, I mean, we just did a project up on Mackinac Island where we did a custom street view. So there was no street view on the island because no cars allowed.
No cars, right.
That's right.
So we actually walked up and down the street and created a custom street view experience so you can now kind of walk through the entire downtown on Mackinac Island.
Well, they do that for the Grand Hotel as well?
Yes, we did the Grand Hotel actually last summer, and we did some more updates for it just this summer.
Oh.
What's the most unusual place that you've done these interior views of?
Most unusual place. Probably.
Like maybe a salt mine or anything like that?
No, I was actually, it's fascinating some of the places we get to go. I did a theater down in Adrian, Michigan. And we were able to go backstage and take us up into the rafters and see all the old circus banners that were still up on the wall from the 1880s.
Oh, wow.
And
that's pretty fascinating.
It was pretty cool.
Now, along the lines of Cal's question, what is the most interesting applications that you have had of this technology?
We're actually working with a number of companies right now that they're building kind of a wayfinding system into their on-site. So that when you walk in, you walk up to a kiosk and you can actually see the virtual tour and kind of get an idea of where you're going. We're doing this with mobile home communities, downtown communities that are looking for wayfinding systems to show people what their, you know, all their businesses in their downtown area.
Oh yeah.
So there's any number of combinations that we're actually, you know, we talked about the interaction. We're building out a system right now that allows you, as you're walking through the spin tour, to see something in that spin tour and click and actually interact with it.
So now, you'll always have work to do with the mobile home mapping because every tornado moves it somewhere else.
Exactly.
So now, Doug, I know your dad fairly well. Yep. We both served different times, but we both served as chairman of the Small Business Association of Michigan Board of Directors.
Yes.
And he gave me some inside information. You're a drone driver.
Yes, we are.
Tell us about that.
One of the things that we've gotten into is the ability to not only do the spin tours on the ground, but now we can a camera, high-end DSLR camera up in the air and do an aerial spin tour. So we just did a project with Cranes about a month ago for the new Red Wing Arena. And they wanted to show the site plan of the entire area. So it just gives you that aerial perspective. And again, we can build hotspots into that, allow someone to view around.
Sure.
We've done it for people that are trying to show property. You know, here's my boundary for, you know, new development coming in.
And I heard this one young woman commenting for a bride who was looking for a place for her wedding reception.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought that'd be great. She said, this young woman said, I chose this place because I was able to take that tour. And it was like, perfect.
Yep.
Wow, very cool. So, I mean, when did you get into flying drones? Because we've actually had a drone in the studio here, a small one, but yours is a bigger one,
right? You just hit Gary's hot spot.
We're going to be on this one. I'm so fascinated. In fact, my son actually does pretty well with the little quadcopters, right? Just the Hobson.
Yep.
But
we made the transition from the Nano flying it around my living room to a a GoPro on a Phantom.
Oh,
now we've got this is a real quiet.
Yeah,
real quiet
this copter, is a right? hexacopter with a high-end gimbal system on it, so we can do pretty sophisticated photography.
And you don't lose it like when we take it.
We certainly hope
it goes
not.
Up so high you can't see it, and then hopefully it comes down where you can see it too.
No, we're certainly within all the guidelines that the FAA sets in terms of distance and height and all those types of
That's
things.
That's an interesting conversation for another time, but I want to get to something that I understand that you're involved in that is actually moved out to the state of Michigan. It's called an initiative called Let's Put Our Cities on the Map.
Correct. Yep. We are currently working with our partners, Google and the Small Business Association of Michigan, to roll out this new initiative from Google. Right now, Google, most powerful search engine on the planet, and yet only 37% of businesses have actually claimed and optimized their listing for their individual business. So Google is working with us. We're going around the state. Our first live seminar for business owners is December 9th. Over in Grand Rapids, and it's a free seminar for business owners to come out and learn about all the free things that they can do to help with their listing on Google to make sure they get found above their competition.
Did I understand that the state is involved as well to help cities to promote themselves too?
Yes. We're actually, one of our partners is Pure Michigan, so that
go
to Michigan.org and you go to a certain area, you can take a spin tour of, depending on the business of, like, for example, we mentioned the Grand Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to the Grand Hotel page on Pure Michigan, it'll put you right there on the porch.
I'm thinking of the other great sites in Michigan, like Lake of the Clouds up in the Porcupine Mountains, or the Picture Rocks in Munising.
Tequamanon Falls.
Tequamanon Falls,
that'd be wonderful.
Yep. Anything that's a tourist destination is a perfect fit for that visualization.
Oh, I'm thinking the big house,
Oh, yes, of course, yes. And chock full of all sorts of amazing blue promoters. Well, now, can an ordinary person, or say a business owner who's listening right now, is this within their shooting range in terms of finances?
Oh, absolutely. It normally starts at a couple hundred dollars, and depending on the size and complexity of the building, we've done everything from a local mom and pop shop down the street to, like we talked about, the Grand Hotel.
Wow, wonderful. Okay, folks, we have a site at internetadvisor.net that you can click off of to Lunatech 3D. Doug Willett, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.